Good morning and welcome to a Monday Food for Thought on this 20th day of September. And we have two in-studio guests joining us this evening. It's our monthly MCCL update. Allison Opdahl is here. And Allison, good morning to you.
Good morning.
And Teresa Voxland. Hello, Teresa.
Hi, Tom. How are you?
Very well, thank you. And thanks for stopping by. And Teresa, I guess, first of all, we have a couple of topics to talk about. One of them, an upcoming banquet, right?
Yeah, the Women's Pregnancy Center in Grand Forks has their annual banquet. I believe it's next Monday, which is the 27th. If you're interested at all, you can go on to the website. We have a resources link on there, and you can get more information right from there. It's speaklife139.com.
Okay, and then the fall rally is just about a month away.
Yeah, October 21st. I think that's a Thursday, and I think it starts at 7, if I'm correct. Yeah, so we're looking forward to that. We get a speaker coming in, and we'll have an annual meeting, a meeting after that, and we invite people to come and see what we're about.
Okay. Typically, you get large crowds for that?
Yeah, we do. I've never been. This is my first fall rally, but what I've been told is a lot of people come and like it, and they stick around for the meeting, and they realize they can become involved too and contribute to the cause.
Okay. Is that MEA weekend? I think it is. So
I believe it is.
Yeah. Okay. So that's coming up the 21st of October. Allison, we'll have you.
I'll swing the mic over.
Are you done, Teresa?
Yes.
Yes, she says.
Well, you're going to talk about epistemology.
Yes, it is a large word. First, I do want to just tag on to Teresa's comment about the fall rally. We have a goal to have 100 people attending our fall rally this year. According to the people down at the state office, they are realizing that our area is on fire, was their term. And so we would like to see 100 attendees at our fall rally this year. So I invite you to consider if that could be you or somebody that you know, or you and yourself, and you know, you bring somebody along that's never been before. It's a great opportunity for us to figure out how we can speak life in our communities. You know, my mom is at home watching my daughter right now while I'm here. She's speaking life. That's simple. That's in her wheelhouse. She would not be here behind the microphone. Others have contributed really great,
resources.
Yes, resources to the efforts that we've had over the last year. And so it doesn't always involve something as public, you know, as this, but it's all very necessary. And it makes it easier for all of us when we act as a body in this effort.
I'd like to touch on, too, that we're doing donations. We're going to do a match. I believe it's $500. So if we get up donations up to $500, we'll match dollar for dollar up to that amount. So we encourage people to come to the occasion and challenge us.
Okay, sounds good. So the fall rally coming up on the 21st of October.
Yes. All right. Well, I'm going to shift into something that I've been learning about as a homeschool mom. We're always trying to model what we're trying to teach our children, which is to learn alongside of them. And I just wanted to read from a book that I am going through this fall. It's called Saving Leonardo. It's by a woman named Nancy Piercy. And I was reading this section, I thought, oh, this is the crux of the situation that we are encountering with Speak Life. So she says here, the key to understanding modern secularism is its view of truth. Think of it this way. Before you decide what you believe, you must first decide what the credible options are. That list is determined by your definition of truth, what philosophers call your epistemology. It functions as a grid or a sieve that allows only certain ideas through. Any idea sifted out becomes something you won't even bother considering. And so she goes on to talk about the westernization of our society and how we are encountering people very strongly on one side of an issue or not, you know. And the thing that springs to mind for me is many times as I've encountered those who believe that abortion is their choice, you'll hear that phrase, my body, my choice. And you don't have to go very far on social media or listening to news today, and they're using that my body, my choice ideology in a completely different way, telling people that it isn't their body, it isn't their choice. And, you know, Teresa and I were discussing before we came on that, yes, we do have bodies in this place, but they were given to us. They were granted to us by a creator. the creator God, you know, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And it's not a feeling that we have children. It's a fact. We conceived, we carried, we gave birth. There's a lot of emotion attached to that, but it doesn't change the empiricism or the science of it. It actually confirms. So the morality that people are, I guess, standing on these days falls into this epistemology framework, and also the empiricism that follows. And so let's just talk about what empiricism is real quick here. The division of truth is often referred to as the fact-value split. It is the assumption that objective knowledge is possible only in the realm of empirical facts. So empirical facts are those that can be proven, like what we see here, hold, weigh, or measure. And there's so much more to us than that. And I believe that's the message of Speak Life. We are so much more than the physical body we inhabit here. We know that we have an eternal life. That's what we're fighting for. We're fighting for eternity, for our souls, for the little ones' souls, for all of those who are considering whether or not abortion is, you know, their choice. We want to educate, and we want to inform, and we want to support. And we want to challenge our own ability to communicate this message to those around us.
You mentioned being in the news a lot lately. Of course, what's been going on in Texas with the law down there.
Yes.
You're hearing a lot about that in the news.
Yes. That after, you know, well, as soon as a heartbeat is detected, mm-hmm. that there can no longer be an abortion. I just read a news feed last night. There's a doctor who actually publicly came out and stated that he purposefully performed an abortion after this ruling went through. He's in the state of Texas because he wants to take his court to case. So basically, he killed a baby so he could go to court and make a case. That's what I got out of that.
Yeah, just to prove a point, I guess.
Yes. It's a battle. It's a war.
Yeah. All right. Well, you've done your homework on epistemology.
Well, I had to actually YouTube it this morning to make sure I pronounced it right, so I'm going to be honest.
Yeah, you did a good job. Very good. All right. Teresa, anything else to share?
Nope. Just encourage everyone to get out. And, you know, Allison will attest that I was kind of kicking and screaming, you know, when I went and got involved. And she has, you know, made it easy. Everyone has their own talents. And I just encourage everyone, you know, you don't have to be a speaker or know all of the aspects of what we do, but everybody helps in their own different way. So just encourage everyone to realize you can make a difference.
Mm-hmm. Recently you had, I think, a combined August and September meeting, right?
Yes, we had that last week?
2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago?
2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
Wow. Yes. It, you know, the remarkable thing that I find is it's always well attended. So we're always over 20 members, and it's not always the same people coming. So there's a really good representation of the community. And so if we ever get everybody there who's ever been there, we're going to be there's going to be a lot of talking, I think is what I could say.
Yeah. So are you back on once per month now, the schedule?
Yes. The fall rally actually falls on our regularly scheduled MCCL monthly meeting. So Okay. The third Thursday of the month at 7 is normally when we meet, and that's what we'll be doing for the fall rally.
All right. Sounds good. Anything else to share?
I think we're good.
Well, you both did a nice job.
Thank you, Tom, for the opportunity. We really value this once a month update that you've given us.
Yep. Join us the third Monday every month here on Food for Thought. Allison Opdahl and Teresa Voxland, thank you very much. Enjoy the rest of your day.
You too.
Thank you.
I love the relieved look on Food for Thought guests when they're done. Teresa, whew! That's going to do it for Food for Thought. Thanks again to Allison Opdahl and Teresa Voxland with our monthly MCCL update. Tomorrow, Clearwater County Sheriff Darren Halverson will be here for his monthly report. So that'll be tomorrow on Food for Thought here on KKCQ. ABC News coming up.